Welcome to the Concrete Genius Podcast. I'm your host, Sauce McKenzie, the Concrete Genius, the illustrious one, Debonair, the timeless wonder, aka Big Sauce, JLL. Make it work for you. Follow us on all socials, man. Follow our website, ConcreteGeniusMedia.com. Follow us on YouTube at Concrete Genius Pod, at Instagram, Concrete Genius Pod. Follow us at Facebook at Concrete Genius Podcast. Follow us on TikTok at Concrete Genius Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Concrete Genius 6. All avenues are available to you. It's a beautiful Thursday evening. It's been a very long week. Patient week, moving kind of swiftly, but long nonetheless. Because I've been back at work, things have been kind of hectic. But money must be made. Strategic operations must be executed. You know me, I'm a very adventurous chess player when it comes to the game of life. I really don't mess around, so this won't be a long podcast. I have something to watch. Got to FaceTime with my son in a little bit, take care of some business. First off, I want to say rest in peace to one of my five favorite coaches, you know, Robert Montgomery Knight, the general, Bobby Knight, one of the best coaches in Indiana history, a legend. You ask me, he put Indiana on the map. You know, he gave us something that we didn't have before him. He gave us a sense of pride. He gave Indiana a sense of identity, like, you know, and it still is. But before, you know, Indiana basketball became relevant, people really considered this as flyover country. You know, Bobby Knight gave the state a sense of pride. You know, me being from Northern Indiana, it took a lot for me to like Bobby Knight. But just the fact that I knew, you know, I was from Gary, I never felt, you know, being from Gary is weird because you never feel a connection to the rest of Indiana, but you also know you ain't from Chicago, so you kind of on your own little island, like your own sovereign nation. But, you know, Bobby Knight made it cool to wear Indiana gear. You know what I mean? Bobby Knight, his personality was dominant, you know what I mean? Even if it was brash to some, to many, it was always dominant, you know? Misunderstood figure, but a brilliant basketball mind. You know, I always, my favorite quote is when he said, you know, bury me upside down so the critics can kiss my ass. That's my favorite, because it's just, you know, it's the same kind of bravado, you know, Muhammad Ali, Tupac, it's the same thing. Regardless of what they believe in or how you feel about them, it just takes a magnificent personality to walk in a room and captivate it, and he had it, you know what I mean? So even as a young child, I've always been, you know, attracted to great orators. Bobby Knight was a great orator, a great storyteller. He was a great deliverer of timeless jokes or sarcasm or wit, whatever you want to call it. Or he was just being himself. Whether you thought he was a genius or an asshole or both, you couldn't get enough of him. And that's kind of how I feel about me. Of course, I'm not saying I'm Bobby Knight, but as a young child, being from Indiana, seeing this white man on TV, knowing we don't have nothing in common, but just to see him control rooms and control personalities and wear that IU on his sweater, I was like, man, the whole country's talking about Indiana. Because no other time, especially back then in the 80s, 90s, was the country ever talking about Indiana with the exception of Michael Jackson. You know, and I always say without Michael Jackson and Bobby Knight, Indiana would be Iowa. You know, just kind of bland and copycatish. So he gave this state a personality, especially for the white people of this state. You know what I mean? And blacks too. He was just defiant. You know, he wanted to win. At times, you know, emotions got the best of him. But as I grew older, I could relate to that too, because it's been times emotions has gotten the best of me. But that doesn't make me less of a person. That doesn't make me less of a genius. And I felt the same way about, you know, Bobby Knight as I got older. And then once I started studying him, you know, just his defenses and watching old videos of him coaching, and I started meeting people who was on his staff. And, you know, one of the guys I get a lot of coaching advice from was actually a grad student with Bobby Knight. So I learned a lot about defensive coverages and pick and roll coverages and the way I defend screens and the way I develop my players and the reputation and attention to detail that some of that that I actually have pillared from somebody, they took it from Coach Knight. So I've been around people who are a part of that tree, and it was just a brilliant basketball mind. And like I said, no man is perfect. Let he is who is without sin cast the first stone. You know, I had a dude, people got their opinions, but I really don't listen to, like, can't too many people tell me about what I feel about somebody, be they black, white, whatever race they are, because I'm confident in my blackness. You know, if you insecure in your blackness, then people can tell you what you shouldn't be passionate about, what you should be. Come on, man. Bobby Knight was a legend. What'd he win, 81, 76, 81, 87? I mean, that's three championships for Indiana. You know, and it ain't been the same since he left. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a certain kind of bravado, but a skillful, intellectual bravado to make it out of Indiana. You know, sometimes people confuse the two. And, you know, let's be honest, the state is really, really bland. You know what I mean? It's really Roseanne Barr-ish. You know what I mean? Like, it's, we, most people get a lot of their ideas by imitating somebody else. They get their inspiration from watching somebody else, and everything we do, most of y'all do, is a carbon copy. You know, that's why I kind of lead the culture forward, or I'm the most mimicked person in this state by far, because everything I do is organic. Whether you think it's arrogant or stupid or whatever you think about what I do, it's all my flavor. It comes from me. So that allows other people to mimic me. You know, people mimic everything I do, from the podcast style to the interview style to the way I put out my podcast to what people wear on their podcast, the shades, the frames, colored glasses. Like, I mean, I set trends. You know, I'm that guy that either you're going to love me or you're going to hate me, but when I walk in a room, you're going to want to know about me. You know how they used to say, like, you was growing up, like, women want to know them and men want to be them? That's the dude I am. And I didn't have to do nothing crazy to do that. I just be myself. You know, my personality is just brash, and that's my attraction to Coach Knight, just a brilliant basketball mind. Never care how you felt about him. Of course, we remember things like throwing a chair, you know, the choking incident and all that. But, I mean, look, if they laid your 10 worst times out in public, how proud would you be? I know I wouldn't be proud. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, when I leave this earth, I don't want nobody slandering me. Excuse me. I don't want nobody slandering me. I like for people to talk about all the good things I did, the kids I helped, the hours and hours I donated, the time I donated, the coaches I put on, the people whose lives I impacted. Of course, I got some dirt. I got some slander. But if you're going to harp on that, why even speak on me? You see what I'm saying? The world got to do better. And I just want to give him his flowers, man. Like, you know, me being a boy from Gary, Indiana, you know, I like getting on the microphone. I like watching his press conferences. I like hearing what he had to say. You know, I got a little off the rails in the 90s, but, you know, Coach Knight put his footprint on the United States. And he showed his ass on behalf of a lot of people from Indiana. So for me, that was good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't just the same old bland, corny Dan Quayle type, you know, just Mr. Anybody, you know, normal Indiana, like what y'all see every day. He wasn't that. He was juice. He was electric. You know what I mean? And he was brilliant. He was the best at it. So he wanted to win. He was obsessed with it. And he was just like no other. You know what I mean? So that's my two cents on that. You know, a lot of people try to tell me, oh, man, that, first of all, I don't care about him being a white man. I'm from Gary, Indiana, man. I've had all black teachers. I'm probably most pro-black dude a person know. So I like who I want. You know, I'm friends with who I want. I don't let nobody encourage me who to be friends with, who not to be friends with. I don't care what your race is. Am I for the advancement of black people? Of course. Absolutely. But mostly children and select black adults and then the black race as a whole. But is it a large majority of the black race in Indianapolis or Indiana that's not for the advancement of me? Of course it is. So why would I care what somebody think about me? You know what I'm saying? I never have, no matter where I was. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com is the brand. We here. We gonna stay here. I'm not gonna touch too much about Dwight Howard, man. Shit just weird, you know? I mean, that's your life, bro, but, you know, go on, get the fuck on with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't nobody wanna hear you advocate making those soliloquies and shit on social media, man. Just do you, home. Fight your case, man. You know, good luck with your case and shit, bro. Ain't nobody finna keep researching that shit, man. Raiders released Jimmy Garoppolo. Man, making $25 million and got... He didn't get released. He got put to the bench. $25 million. You know, the Raiders are my squad, man. I've been a Raiders fan since they was in Oakland. Then they went to L.A. Then they went back to Oakland. Not in Vegas. The thing made me love the Raiders. It's come down to the Raiders and Cowboys. But it was just the Raiders, man. Lester Haynes, Tim Brown, them boys, Marcus Allen. They won it in 83. I fell in love with the Raiders. Then it was just logo. You know, the Raiders just play like outlaws, just like a motorcycle club. They was just different. So I've always been a Raiders fan, brass Raiders fan. I love the Raiders. I don't think they're going to be good for a long time, but they are in Las Vegas, so that's a bonus. Las Vegas is my city. I got basketball starting soon. It's going to be a challenge. I'm coaching girls. A lot of my girls are beginners that I've been recruiting, picking out, but I still expect to go undefeated. I still expect to dominate. I don't make no excuses about kids not having talent. Like, to me, when you say, I ain't got nothing, that means you don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? And teachers own, I noticed basketball development is such a unique skill. A lot of people ain't blessed to have it. That's not my fault. But like me, I could never coach somebody 3 months, 6 months, and then talk about what you can't do. Because whatever you can't do, and I've been coaching you 6 months, then that means I can't teach you, and I shouldn't be qualified to teach. It's about skill development, and it's about personality. And like I've told y'all several times before, ain't nobody got a brighter personality in this state than me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm hated or imitated or duplicated or respected. One of them four. But ain't nothing touching Coach Loudon. And what you may hear or may see on the internet ain't nothing like real life. When I walk in that gym, them kids light up when they see me. And I ain't even had to show them nothing yet, but they gonna light up when they see Coach John. And that just goes to my, when you can talk in any arena. You can talk. I could have been a lawyer. I could talk in court. I could talk when I'm hustling. I can talk at work selling cable. I can talk selling t-shirts. I can talk in a barbershop. I can talk. And when I talk, people listen because I got an elegant, intelligent way of saying things, and it captivates people. And that in itself is a blessing. And the kids are the most honest in the world because they know, man, he got something for me. And they know that I care and I'm going to take my time step by step to make them as good as they can be. And that's what separates me from the rest. See, me, if I ever coached a kid and a kid got cut at any point in their life, man, I'll give you your money back. And if you didn't pay me and you got cut, I'll train you until you got to where you needed to be. Because, you know, in Indiana, basketball is such a con. We got con artists talking about it. We got con artists coaching it. We got con artists training. We got con artists giving their opinions on it. You know what I mean? We got con artists living off playing in Valenzuela in 1997. Like, nobody cares. What are you doing right now? That's why you should check out WeDon'tMiss.org, because I'm the most innovative, smartest, creative, one of them, basketball minds in the state. So we got so many scammers. We got so many people trying to hog the lane, trying to be relevant, trying to put people on. And that's how they survive, and I'm not mad at that. But when it comes to really doing this shit and being good at it, ain't nobody touching this. When it comes to relating to kids who need a chance, ain't nobody touching this. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to speaking to the trenches or the suburbs or any kid that needs confidence, regardless of their demographic, their race, or makeup, ain't nobody touching this. WeDon'tMiss.org, coach.loudon@gmail.com. I can make your life better when it comes to sports. And the thing, reason I don't really trip about it, because everybody know I'm the best, so they competing. They just competing with the dream, with the chase. They doing everything they can. Oh, he don't know what he doing. He don't want to mess with him. Man, I'm telling you, I heard this and I heard that, and he this and he that. But ain't none of them going to tell you they better, because they can't. Everywhere I've ever went, I put my footprint down. That's the number one reason I've been sabotaged to not be able to coach my son. But that time is past, because we passed that too. I've been healed from that. But if you notice, every other mediocre coach in Indiana can coach his kid. Why is that? Man, they don't want this face and this personality on the sideline. No. They'll put some bold looking nigga on the sideline or something. Or somebody who kid can't play dead, he can coach. Or, you know, they'll put Dwight Howard on the sideline. But a masculine, confident black man that ain't doing no shuffling, but that garners the respect of whites and blacks? Oh, no, nah, that's too powerful. That's too powerful. So I go to where I'm loved. Last year, I was loved at LC. I appreciate LC. I wish them the best. This year, I moved on. I'm loved at the middle school level. You know me, I'm a mercenary, man. I'm like Deion Sanders. I go from the Cowboys to the 49ers to the wherever I want to go to win a championship. Charles Haley, you're going to win a championship if I come there. So anywhere I've been, I don't have no ill will. I'm at the age of my life, the stage of my life. I don't have no ill will towards nobody. Whatever's happened is happened and done with. You know what I mean? I don't have no negative energy towards nobody. I even pray for weirdos, because they out there, they watching. And they need something to compare themselves to. I'm the measuring stick. But you can't measure yourself to nothing that you can never compete with. To compete with me, you would have to go back and start from scratch and have a mama from Camp, Mississippi, and a daddy from Memphis, Tennessee, and go to an all-black school and live the life, the circumstances I've been through. So you never, like, comparing yourself to me is just a waste of time. Your confidence will never equal mine. You know what I mean? I'm one in 1 billion. And I'm unique. But you could be unique too if you find yourself. But trying to find yourself standing next to me, taking shots at me, imitate my slang, Like I said, I get everybody wearing the big black shades. Now, and that's fine. I see the podcast. More podcasts are coming. That's fine. I see the interview style. You know, it's more direct. The pattern, the way I question things. People answer questions like me. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? I see people with the frames. I got the, you know, with the colored lenses. That's fine. You know, but just don't be shocked when I go Kanye because I ain't getting the credit I deserve. You know what I mean? Or when I snatch the mic and be like, Beyonce had the best video. I mean, because y'all getting the style from me, y'all watching it, but y'all ain't trying to give it the juice and the love it deserves. And that's fine. God bless, man. I got something to do tonight. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com. Quick, straight to the point. No chaser. WeDon'tMiss.org is the basketball movement. Follow me on all socials. Concrete Genius Pod on YouTube. Concrete Genius Pod on IG. Concrete Genius Media on Facebook. And I know, like Yo Gotti, I got to get everything symmetrically in order where it's all the same. One link. I'm in the process of, like, you know, hiring people. But I don't trust people. Some people, but like the people that's with me, I trust. But like new people, it's always like, teach me the game, boss. I want to be on your podcast. I got something to say. I get on there. I debate with you. I talk to you. Make me a logo. Do this. And then they want to be me or they want to burn me or they think they got it. But like, I'm going to give you some advice, right? If you've been around, as long as you've been around and you think you smooth or you slick or you got it, right? And you smarter than me, you wouldn't need me. You know what I'm saying? See, me, I'm humble enough to know who I need and I'm going to always respect and I know that I needed them. Even if I never need them again, I'm going to always respect them from that place of humility when I needed them. Excuse me. The problem with a lot of people, especially in Indianapolis, is they want to be you, but they want to get enough game to compete with you. And that's never going to work. You know what I'm saying? So if you come humble and you're not threatened by me, I give you the game. I give plenty of young men the game. We all win. We all eat. But if you come bogus, you're trying to compete with me. I just slipped a couple of times. I gave too many people a little bit too much game. But, man, make another hole. If you was already the shit, like I said, you wouldn't have never needed me. You wouldn't be struggling with nothing. You would be good. Am I right? You already be financially stable. Am I right? You already kind of know how to have a nationwide podcast with nationwide sponsors. I had Robert Littile on here, blacksportsonline.com. One of the biggest companies in the business. Contendersclothing.com. Use the code WeDon'tMiss20 for all your contenders.com needs. See, I am him. Just me in this microphone. Nobody else. No shits. No giggles. No middleman. And I'm going to get me a wing person eventually. That's what the directions is telling me. I got a couple of managers I've been talking to. I'm going to get me a manager eventually because this face needs to be in magazines and TV screens and more phones and more homes. That's all coming. But it's just me. No gimmicks. I'm a microphone fiend like Rakim. I rock this mug by myself. I don't need nobody to giggle with me. No shits, no giggles. I didn't gave the game away to some. I ain't even enforcing the politics. I don't care. But you know who riding with me? The trenches riding with me. Streets riding with me, real niggas, man. I done hustled in the streets 15 years. I've been square about 7. Streets know me, man. I paid a lot of dues in this city. I dropped a lot of funds to this city. So whether you know it or not, I'm always recruiting another younger generation of people who loyal to Coach John. And that right there is impeccable. That's more valuable than playing basketball in Singapore or knowing somebody or being popular. I never wanted to be popular. I just wanted to be me and left alone when I felt like I needed to be left alone. God bless America, man. God bless my fellow Black Americans, white Americans, Mexican Americans. I hope you keep yourself together, keep your head on straight. Kiss on your wife, kiss on your kids. If you got a relationship that you're feeling bad about it, try to mend it, especially if it's family. Life is short. Peace is eternal. Pray for it. ConcreteGeniusMedia.com.